saw exclusively the result, like what I got from fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. I ordered a lilac tree. And it's like a, what do they call a baby tree? A sapling or whatever. Is that right?
You're asking the wrong person. Right. You are like Martha Stewart right now. You're the fact that you knew that, like
I don't know. I don't know if that's even right. I have no idea.
So impressed with you right now. So impressed.
Well, if that is in fact the name of a baby tree, then I got a lilac tree sapling and I planted it into my front yard. I did it all by myself. I took it out and I used the instructions because fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks gives you very, very good instructions about how to plant whatever it is that you order from them, which was very, very helpful. It showed me how to dig the hole, how big, all that kind of stuff. So I did it. I planted the tree. Now I'm just waiting for it to flower. I don't know if that'll be this season or a couple seasons from now, but it's very exciting, you guys. And what's so great about fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks is that you can tell the site, which has every possible plant, shrub, tree you can imagine. You just tell the site where you live and they will tell you, here's the best kind of stuff to grow in your area. So if you don't know like how to grow plants and how to keep them alive, this is the place for you. Fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. You can get 15% off your entire order. Do it.
Yes. And don't forget to go check out our insiders because then you can find out what kind of trees that mock plants.
You can see it.
You can actually see the plant.
Okay, let's get to some news. We've got some election results to report. Firstly, in North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn, who has been facing a lot of, you know, attempted takedowns, if you will.
He's the young horny guy, right?
That is the guy. Yes.
Right.
He is the one.
Heretofore refer to him as young horny guy.
Young horny guy. Well, I don't know how much we're going to refer to him heretofore because he lost.
Okay, so, there you go. Okay.
So yeah, he lost his race and so all the attacks against him and for all of the, you know, all of the things that were, all the accusations levied against him, they obviously did the trick because it was his opponent, Chuck Edwards, who won the primary there. And then in Pennsylvania, man, things are crazy in Pennsylvania because Dr. Oz is now neck and neck with Doug Mastriano, and Kathy Barnett is basically out of it because she's kind of trailing behind in a distant third place. And so they're close enough, Oz and Mastriano, that there's going to be an automatic recount, which is going to take days and days and days. And so once again, we're left having no idea who actually won this primary. So that's
interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So well, those are your election results du jour. Also, in case you're really jonesing for some COVID tests, great news. You can get 8 more free ones from the government now. Free COVID tests.
8? Somebody need 8? Why do you need 8?
Well, for a family of 4, they just want everybody to have access to a test, you know, just in case you're a big family. I don't know.
Did you get, when the first time around, did you get yours? Because we got ours.
I got them. They're still sitting on top of the fridge. We've never used them.
Same with us.
Really?
Yeah. I just have them sitting in our like little family meds basket. You know, they're just sitting there like, oh, hey, free tests. Yeah. Hey there. Yeah. Because I figured if we paid for them, we might as well get them. You know,
wait, somebody's saying I'm wrong. Oh, Mastriano won the governor race. I'm sorry. Okay. I must have read the headlines wrong. I'm not paying very close attention to Pennsylvania. No offense to Pennsylvanians. Mastriano's for governor and won. Okay. So Oz is neck and neck with whoever else he's running. Whoever was the second, McCormick. I'm sorry, you guys. Thank you for the catch. Mastriano won the governor race primary in that state. Oz is neck and neck with McCormick, and that is the race that's going to be recounted. Yes, yeah, so Mastriano, yes, he's going to be hopefully the next governor, and the Senate race is the one that is too close to call at this point. Okay, so I told you about the COVID test, and now let's get to some more news, because I don't know, we talked yesterday, I think I just barely mentioned it yesterday, that there was the new Project Veritas expose of Twitter. And at first there was like some senior engineer guy who said some things about how it's the right wing that gets censored, which, like, hello, we already knew that. But he was basically confirming it. Well, now there's a whole other undercover tape from Project Veritas with an executive, a client, something or other executive, who said the most horrible things about Elon Musk and about the culture there. And it was quite an expose. And actually, Elon Musk is basically mocked in the video for having Asperger's. This guy is that awful. Every time they every time they say we're ableists or homophobes or racists, there it's always projection. Always projection. And here's more proof. In fact, Elon Musk retweeted this. Well, here's a little bit. Here is a little bit of it.
Now we don't make profit, so it's going to say ideology, which is what's led us to not being profitable.
The rest of us who have been here believe in something that's good for the planet and not just to give people free speech. Because again, like, these people really do believe in what we're doing. These are the policies we put in place for misinformation or mislabeling media or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you think this should be taken down?
Yeah.
Like, those are the questions they're going to ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to be like, oh, because people should make their own decision. It's like, no, but people don't know how to make a rational decision if you don't put out correct things that are supposed to be out in the public. As an advertiser, as my business, is what I do every day, and why I go out is, like, we want it to be as fair and transparent and accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And if that means there's a level of censorship to make it correct, quote unquote, again, and what does correct mean? I guess, like, it just kind of goes into the idea of, like, well, what is correct?
If we're implementing all these rules that there's, and Elon wants to dismantle them, then technically our ideology has led us to not making money because we're not making money. And Elon wants to turn it the other way so that we can make money.
There's a statement they need all 7,000 people to say. And so they can't, like, tell us that, like, the real truth.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. You're special needs. You're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously. Targeting of tweets.
Anyway. What a piece of crap that guy is. Oh, he's specially special needs. Do you even know what this guy has done? Like, I'm in the car driving home. God, that makes me so mad. I'm driving home from swimming last night with my daughter, you know, because we drive home every single night from swimming. Well, most nights. And my daughter is looking him up. My daughter, because he's like a hero to my kid. I have a 12-year-old daughter, as most of you know. And she, like, looks him up. She wants to know, like, all about his background. She's, like, finding out, like, I mean, she wants to know, like, how he got started, how he started his businesses. I mean, like, a lot of kids, I would say she's representative probably of a lot of people her age who look up to this guy. Mommy, how did he get started? How did he start his businesses? Like, I hope that my daughter does what he did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when she started talking about him, I was like, she was like, this is how he got started. You know, he did the whole PayPal thing. She starts talking about all the things that he's done. I'm like, yeah. And she goes, okay, well, that's pretty cool. So he did this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, and you can do that too, you know? And because he took risks and he did this and he did that and entrepreneurship and this, that. And we had a big discussion about it. And I thought to myself, you know, this is the kind of stuff that makes kids' brains think, okay, you know, entrepreneurship and taking chances and innovation what a piece of crap that guy is to call him, you know, special needs and to belittle what he has done. Have you done that?
Right. And to say because he has Asperger's, he can't be taken seriously.
Oh my God.
You're about to get fired, dude. You're going to get so fired and it'll be glorious.
God, it's unreal. It's unreal.
It's just incredible.
The guy, and the guy's brilliant. The guy is brilliant. Like, wow. It just, these people are gross. Like, these people are just, they're gross because you don't think like, he doesn't think like you all the time. You're a dirty commie, then you're going to tell, you're going to say that he's something terrible, or you're just going to belittle him in some way. My God. Wow.
It just makes me wonder, like, how they got that. Like, what I would love to know the backstory about who got them to say that on tape, on camera. It's always so interesting to me how they get the people to say the things.
I was wondering who was, I'm thinking of the same thing when we were watching it. I was like, I wonder who video, like, who taped this? Like, that, I wonder who did that. Because that, it is delicious that somebody got it. Because
it was somebody that obviously made him comfortable enough to say awful things. That's not something that you say to somebody that you just met. You know what I mean?
No.
Unless you are a complete psycho, which I guess it's possible. Yeah,
he very well could be. The fact that he's saying those things at all. What dick?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's unreal.
Unbelievable.
Okay. You probably know that Joe Biden went to Buffalo yesterday to assist in memorializing the people, the innocent victims who were shot in that Buffalo grocery store. And Jesse Waters had a nice little breakdown of what Biden attempted to do in his address. Take a listen.
It's about how he's going to spin another tragedy into a political cause ahead of the midterms.
As President of the United States, I travel the world all the time. And other nations ask me, heads of state in other countries, ask me, what's going on? What in God's name happened on January 6th? What happened in Buffalo? What happened? They ask.
That's obviously a lie. Joe Biden hasn't left the country since March. And I'm sure Poland's not worried about January 6th. Seem a little more upset with Russia. But did you hear what Joe Biden was trying to say? He's trying to link the Buffalo shooting with January 6th. He's trying to say Trump supporters are marching to the same tune as the Buffalo shooter. If you're ultra MAGA or if you're a mass shooter, you're basically on the same side. He sees his polls in the gutter. The media's turned on him. His own party's turned on him. And he's facing a bloody midterm. So Biden's feeling desperate. And he's using this tragedy to go back on offense and chip away at your Second Amendment.
I mean, he's absolutely 100%. Right.
Yep. Never waste a tragedy. When I was listening to it in real time yesterday, that I bristled. Like, I just thought, what did he just do? Did he just do what I thought he just did? Oh my God. Yeah, because he did. He said that. Yeah, he did it. He did that. It was so gross that he did that. And then he had the audacity to say, you know, these people, like, he's talking about right wingers, basically, you know, politicize, and they do it for power. And for money, you know, they do it for power and money is what he was saying, for profit. He kept saying that over and over again, power and profit. And I'm like, dude, what the hell do you think you're doing? What are you doing? What you're doing that right now in this speech. Oh my God. Like, it's blatant. That is what you are doing. And you're doing it on what, before these people are even buried. It's gross. It's so gross. It's hypocritical. And I hope that people can see that.
I would hope so too. And there's hypocrisy, plenty of it to go around. We're going to get into some great replacement theory stuff here in just a second. But first, I wanted to remind everybody quickly that mypillow.com/chicks, it's a BOGO extravaganza-thon, you guys. So right now you can get buy one, get one on so many awesome things. They're pillows, which, of course, if you haven't tried yet, what are you even doing with your life? The sets of towels, the sheets I'm wearing, the schlubby cardigan, you know, that I love from MyPillow. They even do schlubby cardigans in different colors, not just black, but they have all kinds of different colors. And no matter what you order right now, you're going to get a copy of Mike Lindell's book for free. So now's a great time to take advantage of the buy one, get one offer. MyPillow.com/chicks. Or if you're old school, you can always call 800-875-0513.
And don't forget, and I hesitate to even say this, we are on the TikTok, you guys. It's TikTok.
Not for long.
Oh, okay. We're about ready to get kicked off because Mock is terrible on there, guys. She says things like the truth on the TikTok. So, you know, you can't do that. You know why? I've been telling her this, but China. You can't do that. But listen, before we get kicked off, you may want to just check us out for like the 5 minutes that we're going to be on there. So, you know, we're on TikTok, you guys. TikTok.
Well, and the reason that we're getting restricted right now is because of the clip that we had played last week of Dave Rubin calling KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP a lesbo which apparently he is not allowed to say as a gay man. We're certainly not allowed to say it.
Can't
and so
do
I didn't
that.
Know that. I didn't know that that was like super derogatory. And so now TikTok took down that video, you guys, of us laughing at Dave Rubin, and they called it hateful behavior.
China.
So I tweeted it out and I copied Dave and I was like, Dave, this just got taken down off of our TikTok for hateful behavior. And he retweeted it and it was just.
Isn't that just like, it's unbelievable though. Cause it's like, they get mad at us for doing that. And then it's like, hey, China, I'd like to introduce you to the Uyghurs. And it's like.
Hey, you're definitely not allowed to say that on that.
Oh, app. I can't say that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably not. Probably not.
Unbelievable.
And you guys, yesterday, and it'll come out today, we did our deep dive podcast on the whole Great Replacement Theory thing and like this Tucker Carlson thing. But so make sure to listen to it because I thought we did a really nice job, you know, covering that.
I think so too.
But we all, and by the way, you can, you know, just subscribe to wherever you get your
right
podcast,
there.
Put that right, right in your toolkit.
Right there.
But I wanted to show, because Tucker responded to this last night. And and before we get to his response, I want to just remind people that this is not something that just Tucker has been talking about forever. And that's the only possible place that anyone has ever heard that idea ever before ever. In fact, we've got a little bit of a montage of some Democrats talking about their plan very, very openly. Listen.
You'll be announcing that we're calling the 38 electoral votes of Texas for the Democratic nominee for president. It's changing. It's going to become a purple state and then a blue state because of the demographics, because of the population growth.
The growth in Texas has been almost entirely driven by non-white population growth, mostly by Hispanic and Latino population growth.
The exciting transformation of the country. It's an exciting evolution and, you know, progress of our country in many different ways.
The white population is declining. It was always on the upswing. So that speaks to the beautiful diversity of America. It speaks to how that population will, the demographics will weigh in politically.
I believe anybody who echoes a replacement is to blame. Not for this particular crime, but it's for no purpose except profit and or political benefit. And
so that was yesterday when he was saying anybody that talks about Great Replacement Theory is wrong.
Profit and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But they've been talking about this stuff for eons.
Oh, yeah. And it's Democrats that have been talking about it super blatantly.
Totally.
And in fact, Biden himself, here's what he had to say about it. I think this, I can't remember the year, 20 something, but here's what he said.
I would argue it's unlike any other large country in the world. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock.
So this is fine. This is all fine. And it's Tucker that's the crazy one.
Right. That's the thing. They make it sound like it's some new thing that Tucker has made up. And so he's spewing hate speech when he says it. It's hate speech. They're calling it hate speech. It's like, bitch, please. Y'all have been saying this for years. It's like, this is not anything new that he's saying. He's just literally restating what you guys have said. That's it. That's all he's doing. So Chuck Schumer's like coming at him, like, I'm going to somehow punish you for the things that you said. It's like, well, wait a second. You have said these things. You guys have all said these things. He's just restating it.
Yeah.
So how is that a bad thing? I don't get
it. It's absolutely incredible. And I think Tucker does a really good job of exposing it. But just to lead up to that, there's a guy who used to work at Fox News, Carl Cameron, who left to go to MSNBC. And now, of course, he's using his new platform at MSNBC to rip on Fox News, basically saying, I don't know how I ever worked there in light of all of this Tucker hullabaloo. So here he is on, who's that awful, just that long-haired, awful blonde lady? Is it Nicole? Is that?
Oh, Is it Nicole? That's Nicole Wallace, because Nicole Wallace is brown hair.
Okay, it's like my color, like dark blonde.
And she used to also be a conservative. She used to work for Bush. Nicole Wallace.
Oh my
did.
God. Well, she's the one that's hosting. She's the one that's hosting the show, and he's part of the panel. And he's talking. He's essentially talking about how people like Tucker, for saying these things, should be in jail. That's where this conversation is headed. Listen to this.
Championed by Tucker Carlson. What happens at Fox News when something like this happens?
I can't even imagine. It's partly why I ended up getting out of there. It really is kind of horrible to think that journalists with national and international capacity are putting together this type of nonsense. I think the president did a great job. I wish he had done a lot of this a lot sooner, and we need a lot more from the left and the middle. And we got to watch out, because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. And when our two-party system is broken like that, democracy is seriously in trouble. The president acknowledged that. It's time to actually start doing things and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail.
I mean, seriously.
That's her, right? That's Nicole Wallace?
That's Nicole Wallace. Yeah, Nicole Wallace, if I'm not mistaken, she used to work for the Bush administration. And then she turned. She turned into a crazy, rabid, liberal beast is what she turned into.
Oh, my God.
You see what she's turned into. Right, right. She's like another one of those Jennifer Rubins, you know? Like Jennifer Rubin used to be a Republican.
Well, she still calls herself that, which is insane.
And now... yeah, now she's Jennifer Rubin, you know? It's like...
Well, so to your point about the whole Chuck Schumer thing, Chuck Schumer essentially wrote a letter to Fox saying, you guys need to really do something about that Tucker Carlson. So Tucker did what Tucker does, and he invited Chuck Schumer on the show to have it out, which I thought was perfect. He talked about that on the show last night. Here that is.
Taking some names and putting people in jail.
Maybe taking some names and putting people in jail. Who would those people be? Well, thanks to the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, we now know. Schumer just sent a letter to our bosses here at Fox News blaming this show for the mass murder in Buffalo, as well as several other mass shootings in recent years. According to Chuck Schumer, this show spreads, quote, dangerous rhetoric and needs to be pulled off the air immediately in the name of public safety. Now, again, Chuck Schumer is a federal official. He is the leading Democrat in the United States Senate. And he is calling for media censorship. Now, there was a time, like maybe 18 months ago, and that would be considered a direct violation of the First Amendment. Now, we hear it every day. Let's throw them in jail. We wanted to hear more from Chuck Schumer about this. We invited him on the show tonight, as we always do. And because he is a coward, this is the only media appearance probably in history he's turned down. But we upgraded. Shelby Steele is a senior.
So Chuck Schumer tweeted about this, and here's what he said. He said, Tucker Carlson invited me on his show tonight to debate the letter that I sent to Fox News. I'm declining. Tucker Carlson needs to stop promoting the racist, dangerous replacement theory. And I'm like, but you're too much of a wuss to just go tell him that yourself?
Giant wuss. Total, incredible coward. He's a coward because he refuses to go on there and stand up for what he thinks he believes in. Yeah, if you think that he's a criminal for actually engaging in free speech, get on there and defend your case. Get on there and do it, you coward. He won't do it. These people won't do it.
He won't.
Yeah, this is the thing. This should terrify everybody that these people are willing to say these absurd things and do these absurd things and go against the First Amendment. That actually makes me I'm very, very uncomfortable with all of this. I shouldn't be the only one. That liberals are willing to say you can't, right-wing people can't say what they want to say. Like, we're willing to do this. We're willing to have our legislators shut you down. That's what they're willing to do, you guys. They're willing to go to these lengths and put you in jail.
And they're suggesting that out loud, and like it's nothing, like it's not a humongous deal. That's what's most amazing, is that they're just saying these things and not realizing the gravity of what they're saying. It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, everybody should be like, what the hell is going on? Like, these people are lunatics. They are lunatics. If that doesn't make you, if you're on the fence at all, I don't know why you'd be on the fence, but if you're on the fence at all and you're looking at this absolute lunatic Schumer and all of his gaggle of lunatics on the left, and you're thinking that those people are, you need to like move on over to the right because those people are crazy. They are crazy. That's not okay. And it's not American. That is complete communism is what they're engaging in right now. It's nuts.
Well, and Tucker did a really good job at length. I mean, we can't play the whole thing because it was almost 7 minutes long when he was addressing, first of all, like that montage we showed earlier of all the Democrats talking about the replacement of whites, essentially. So he talked about that. He also mentioned one really good point, which is that Democrats might be wrong on this whole replacement theory idea anyway, because so often so many of the brown skinned people, they come and they have conservative values. So it's not a slam dunk necessarily for Democrats that they can just assume that anybody that comes over here illegally or, you know, crosses our southern border illegally is just a slam dunk Democrat. That's not necessarily true. But Democrats, that is what they're hoping for, right? Which is why they allow it. So willy-nilly, they just allow anybody to come over because that's what they're hoping for. And so that was part of his talk about that. Here is another part. I'm including this part because he does the laugh again, and you know how much I like that.
Also from 2013, the Center for American Progress announced that, quote, supporting real immigration reform that contains a pathway to citizenship for our nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants is the only way to maintain electoral strength in the future. Oh, great replacement theory, anyone? These people are lunatics. They're telling you what their strategy is. When you note it, they scream at you and call you a criminal. In 2018, the New York Times published an editorial called "We Can Replace Them." Just in case subtlety is not your thing.
Right. Just in case subtlety is not your thing. I mean, for real, this is the thing. And that's, he's so right. It's like, they're like, this is what we're going to do. And then you say, oh, this is what you're going to do. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that out loud. We're going to throw you in jail. What the F?
I know.
What is wrong with these people? They are crazy. They are bat crap crazy. And they're gaslighting everybody. This is what they're doing. They're nuts.
So I know this is like hugely switching gears, but I have to play you the 16-second clip of Nancy Pelosi because she is responding to a question about the whole baby formula thing. And what she says in this, because now everybody wants to jail everybody, right? Like, this is just how we operate now, is that like, oh, you said something I don't like, off to jail you go. That's just the attitude that everybody has. And that's what her attitude is, apparently.
That Democrats have.
That's her attitude, right, apparently, on the baby formula shortage issue. But my question for you would be, who is she thinking needs to... Anyway, watch this first.
...to babies. It's the here and now and in this moment. I think that when all of this is done, I'm not associating my colleagues with what I'm going to say right now. I'm just saying it myself. I think there might be a need for indictment.
Indictment of who? What is she talking about?
Oh, my God. These people are insane. There's a need for indictment, you guys. I mean, I don't.
Will she indict the Health and Human Services Secretary for knowing about this coming since last year?
Right, right.
How about that? Indict that guy.
Or just Biden in general, since really the buck stops with him. How about we just indict him? That would be great. I mean, he won't know anyway because he has no idea where the hell he is.
Oh my God.
He'll be like, oh, I get three squares and I get to sit in a room with the TV. I mean, he'd probably enjoy that. He doesn't have to get out and talk anymore. Let's just jail him. God, these people are insufferable.
Insufferable.
I swear.
Well, anyway, I don't know who she's planning on indicting, but my guess is that she's going to try to indict somebody at Abbott. That's probably going to be her rationale. Because God forbid there be any accountability, right, in this administration. There just never, ever is.
There's none. There's no accountability. There's never.
Yeah. Do you want to play? Because you sent this to me yesterday, this insane woman talking about the limits on abortion. Did you want to play that before Sack of Whack?
Yeah, let's do that. Can you just play that real quick? Because I don't know if everybody saw that yesterday. I just think it's kind of interesting because we haven't really talked about the abortion issue much this week, and it still is happening. Yeah, I just think this is a really interesting.
I mean, it gives you some insight into the depths of just disgustingness.
Depravity.
People on this issue, people who are pro-abortion, they're so vile. And this is a perfect example.
believe in abortion after birth? Would you support that?
I believe in whatever the woman wants to choose to do, that's her choice.
At any point of the child's life?
At any point of the lady's life, that's her choice.
To kill another person's body?
It's going
to
always be her choice.
Even after the baby's born?
It's always her choice.
So if they're 2 years old?
It's always her choice.
I can kill my 2-year-old.
It's a woman's right to choose.
To kill their child at any point.
It's a woman's right to choose.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this crap? I mean, it's like, it's just they full blown just jumped the shark. They've jumped everything. They've just jumped all the things, every single thing. They've jumped it. They've just jumped it all. And it's like, now they're just like, yeah, I mean, we can kill the kid at any point that we want to kill the kid. And if you don't like that, then you are trampling my bodily autonomy or whatever that is. Yeah. It's like these women are, we need to get that divorce, Mark. We have to. Like somebody has got to drop legislation so we can just hurry and get to the divorce, because I cannot deal with these people anymore. Like, they're just crazy. They're crazy.
I don't know. That's some really good proof of how crazy they are right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you think that that's normal, then you need to get your head checked. Like, cause you have gone astray from what is right and what is wrong. Cause to say out loud, oh no, it's a woman's choice to kill her 2-year-old. What?
I mean,
what?
It's just sick and wrong. Sick and wrong. Just a quick reminder that if you have not downloaded the free Upside app to get yourself some cash back on your gas purchases, which you know you're already making, then now is the time. Because if you use promo code CHICKS, you will get 25 cents plus back per gallon cash back on your first purchase of gas using the app, using promo code CHICKS. So it's the Upside app. You can get it where all apps are found. Try it out. All right. What is in your whack sack today?
Okay. Well, it has to do with pregnancy. I don't think it's super whack. I would not do this, but in Germany, they have a burger in Burger King, and it's called the Pregnancy Whopper. Okay. I'm going to show you a picture of it. Can you see it?
Oh, it looks sweet. It looks like it's all fruit and whipped cream and stuff.
It does. It has it. I think they have a couple. Okay. I personally would not have wanted this when I was, when I was pregnant, but they say you can choose from a fried egg and banana, a currywurst sausage on a burger bun with a marinated herring.
Right.
Vanilla ice cream with eggs and olives on a burger bun, or the piece de resistance, a burger with layers of, get this, pancake, raspberries, ice cream, regular cream, and beef.
Oh my God. Who wants that? Who?
I don't know. It's kind of gross. You can see this one right here. It looks like it has, hold on, let me see if I can get it up there.
Oh my God, it looks like
it's ice cream and olives and beef. It's ice cream, olives, beef. And like, there's a tomato in there, I think too. Anyways, I thought that was kind of gross. It just reminded me of like your egg McMuffin this morning, but it's a pregnancy whopper. They say that like expectant moms, you know, they crave things. And apparently there's like a couple women that have commented, and they are like, I don't mind this. I would eat this. And I'm like,
oh my God, there's no way.
Right.
There's no possible time at any point in any pregnancy that I had that I would have wanted anything that looks remotely like that. Nope.
The pregnancy whopper, you guys, in Germany, it's happening in Germany, the pregnancy whopper. But yeah, so that's what they're doing. So that is from your sack of whack. It is the pregnancy whopper. If you want to have one, you're going to have to go to Germany, you guys.
They can just have them over there. That's fine.
It's kind of gross. Everybody bring it in. It's like the dogs are restless. I don't know what it is today.
You're not bringing it.
It's Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, right? Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
I'm bringing it. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, you guys. Gosh, I hope everybody has the most fantastic hump day
ever of all time.
You guys, we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
we need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly, because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
The left would, of course, counter and say, well, listen, the sort of political establishment swindled everyone into paying these really high rates. So, in fact, it's just to sort of forgive this illegitimate debt to begin with. But, you know, you're sort of stripping people of their own agency and decision-making powers in order to make that argument.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.